Every single word here is significant. Dar l'dar yishabach ma'asecha. L'shabeach, as we know, is to praise. Aleinu l'shabeach l'adonai ha'kol. The Malbim explains, based on his approach, his incredible approach, that there are no synonyms in Tanakh. That there's a world of difference between the word shabach and tehillah. Tehillah we might translate as a song of praise, a psalm. And shevach is also praise. In English, perhaps we're missing on the nuances. What's shevach? Says the Malbim, Shegeda ha-shevach sh'adava mashbiach yoyse memash shahaya mikaydeh. In Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, when something's mishtabeach, it gets better over time. It's better than it was before. And therefore, says the Malbim in our context, every generation develops. It understands more about Maaseh Hashem, about Hashem's actions. Sisrei HaTeva, the secrets of nature are unlocked more and more as society develops, as history marches on. We're able to unlock the secrets of nature. We recognize chachma, wisdom, yes, wondrous things that previous generations simply didn't have. Look around the room that you're in right now and think about how many of the items in your room could have existed 100 years ago, 200 years ago. Whether it's things made out of plastic, whether it's cupboards that are made to measure, whether it's anything that's powered by electricity. None of this is miraculous. All of this is teva. But 100 years ago, 200 years ago, mankind was not developed enough to understand how to harness the potential that is latent within the natural world. Therefore, as society develops, as humanity develops, we're able to praise Hashem more and more in ways that previous generations were unable to do so. And therefore, dar l'dar yishabach ma'asecha means that every generation praises Hashem more and more because they're understanding and appreciating, harnessing and using more of Hashem's ma'asim than they were previously. We have access to more of Hashem's chachma in this world. Previous generations simply just didn't understand it, didn't appreciate the depths, the human body, how to use raw materials, how to develop technology. Chiddush Arim takes it in a slightly different way and says the later the generation is, the more they have to praise Hashem. Perhaps what he means is because every generation, every subsequent generation exists by virtue of an even greater miracle than the generation before it. The existence of the Jewish people is miraculous. The continued development of the Jewish people is nothing short than a modern day miracle. And therefore every subsequent generation who's able to look back at history with context, with perspective, with understanding, is able to praise Hashem more than the previous one because they see and experience and witness and are part of the miracle more than they were before. So, dar l'dar yishabach ma'asecha, every generation as they are, is able to appreciate Hashem even more than the previous generation because they're part of that miracle.